In the winter of 1683, the Thames froze over. This was a rare occurrence and was seized upon as an opportunity to hold a frost fair. On the solid ice of the river, there was what John Evelyn called a bacchanalian triumph, a carnival on the water. There were sledges, skating, bull baiting, horses, coach races, puppet plays, and of course eating and drinking. Perhaps Henry Purcell was one of those enjoying the frost fair, for he included a frost scene in the third act of his semi-opera King Arthur in 1691. In this scene, Cupid awakens cold genius, the spirit of winter. He is frozen stiff, ancient, and can hardly move. This is an extraordinary piece of music, capturing extreme cold. The strings play sul ponticello near the bridge, creating a dry, cold sound reminiscent of Vivaldi's Winter. The harmonies are dissonant, quite surprisingly so. There's a similar scene in Lully's opera Isis, but Purcell's evocation of cold is even more dissonant. If you've seen the film The Cook, the Thief, His Wife and Her Lover, then this music may sound familiar. The harmonies were used by Michael Nyman as the basis for the film score. Cold Genius's song is followed by a cheerful song sung by an insensitive Cupid who calls him a doting fool. From Purcell's King Arthur, here is Cold Genius, What Power Art Thou, and Thou Doting Fool, performed by Le Concert Spirituel under Herve Niquet.
Thank you.
just heard Cold Genius, What Power Art Thou? And Thou Doting Fool from Purcell's King Arthur, performed by Le Concert Spirituel under Irv Niquet. To hear this bonbon again, go to the FMR website, click on Podcasts, Anna's Baroque Bonbons.